Thank you. In conducting these four projects, there is some additional supplementary information to be provided by Mr. Shibata from the Agency for Natural Resources and Energy. Shibata from the agency. Concerning the requirements for each of the projects, Secretariat explained, and I'm going to explain about the preconditions and the surrounding environment for each of the projects. I'm going to use material 2-2. Please open to page 2 of the material. This shows the overall map or the aerial photography of Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant, and the most critical is the units 1 through 4 shown here. And we have written in the major measures. So the top side of the photo is the mountainside, the bottom is the sea, and the groundwater is flowing from the mountainside to the seaside. The blue line in the map is one of the measures to suppress the inflow of ground water into the reactor building, which is the landside impermeable wall using frozen soil. So within the blue line, there are the buildings for the units 1 through 4. The yellow circles, there are 12 of them. So groundwater is flowing from the mountainside to the sea, and the groundwater, before it is contaminated by the building, should be pumped out and discharged to the sea. So the yellow circles show the wells to pump up the water. The red shows the seaside impermeable wall. And with that, we have the final barrier to prevent the inflow of contaminated water into the sea, and we are currently building this seaside wall. So the green circles, those are areas where the contaminated water tanks are placed, and each of the circles show the individual tanks. Please move on to page 3. This is an expanded chart of the seaside of units 1 through 4. So you saw earlier units 1 through 4, and this is a blow-up of that. The top side of the view graph is the ocean, bottom is mountainside. The red encircled area, that shows one of our projects, a seawater purification verification project. So that's where that the seawater purification is going to be conducted. The part encircled by green, that's the area where the project for capturing radioactive substances from the soil is going to be conducted. So the red part about the seawater purification, that holds that holds 160,000 cubic meters of seawater, and a depth is 4 to 5 meters. If you look at the port as a whole, that holds 2.3 million cubic meters approximately of seawater, and the depth of the channel is 7 to 9 meters. Please open to page 4. Similar to the previous chart, the sea is on the top side, mountain on the bottom side. And this shows the result of the monitoring in the surrounding seas. So in the verification for the seawater purification project, we'll be looking at purifying radioactive cesium and strontium. So please refer to those figures in the chart. that shows the cesium and the total beta emitting substances. For the radioactive strontium concentration, well, you have the total beta amount, so please use that as a reference. Please open to page 5. So the seawater purification demonstration project is going to be conducted in the area immediately in front of units 1 through 4, and this shows the radioactive cesium and the strontium concentration trends. This is also for your reference, and you can see there is some fluctuation. But if you look at the dark blue circle, that is the radioactive cesium, cesium-134 concentration trends. It moves between 10 to 100 becquerels per liter. That is evident from the chart. For the total beta, it's the red triangles, and you can see that it fluctuates between 100 to 1,000 becquerels per liter. Next, page 6, please. I showed you earlier the project to collect the radioactive material from the soil, and the area is shown by green. And so this part is near the sea, but there is an area a little bit away from the sea. So for the demonstration for the capturing substances from the soil in the tank farm, a little bit away from the sea, TEPCO is already conducting demonstration. So this time, what we are soliciting is projects to look at the technologies that can handle more demanding soil conditions where there is higher chloride concentration. So we're asking for verification for technologies that can be applied in such conditions. And there are two parts within the green box. And the left-hand side box is shown on the next page, page 7, and the right-hand side box is expanded on page 8. So please refer to page 7. So top side is the sea, bottom is the mountainside. So units 1 through 4, on the east side of the turbine building, we show the groundwater concentrations. So this chart shows the north side of unit 1, and in between units 1 and 2, the condition of the groundwater. And similarly to what we showed you earlier, cesium and the total beta concentrations are shown. So this is again reference data for the groundwater. On page 8, this shows the conditions between units 2 and 3 and between units 3 and 4, groundwater monitoring results. Again, similarly, cesium and total beta concentrations are shown, so this is provided as reference. Page 9, please. This talks about the contaminated water storage tank decontamination project. Within Fukushima Daiichi Nuclear Power Plant, we are replacing the bolted tanks to higher reliability welded tanks. So the bolted tanks are to be discarded. And amongst those tanks, the largest in number are these cylindrical flange joint tanks. This is the photo of such tanks. The number to be discarded is approximately 340. The photo shows the actual site where the tanks are installed. You can see that they are built in close proximity to each other. And in the vicinity of the tank area, there is a road. But some tanks are far away from the road, maximum 100 meters away from the tanks. And the distance between tanks is as small as 2 meters.
Please have a look at page 10. These are tanks to be disposed. And this is the structure of the tank to be disposed. It has the height of 10 meters and diameter of 12 meters. And the steel plate is joined with bolts. The structure of the bottom plate is shown on the right. As you can see, the bottom plate flange shown in red is horizontally aligned and vertical to that, reinforcing members are aligned. So that's the structure of the bottom plate of the tank around here. So we have to decontaminate the very complicated structure, and we have to consider how to reduce exposure to the workers who are involved in dismantling. So we have to decontaminate water tanks so that we can reduce the contamination or exposure, radioactive exposure of the workers involved in disposing. This is page 11. This is the magnified view of the bottom plate of the tank. And this is where the magnified photos are shown. And this would be for your reference in your planning of the project. Slide 12 and 13 shows structure of joints of bottom plates. I said that the steel plate is bolted. And at the bottom of the tank, we can have different structures. Type 1 and type 2 have different structures, as shown here. And they are tightened with bolts. Page 13 shows another type of joints. So we would like you to check those types for your planning. Page 14, please have a look at page 14. This is the magnified view of the joint ceiling of the tank inside tanks. There are A, B, and C directions shown here. Shell plates are curved, as shown here. So these photographs show the curved shell plates. In decontaminating the tanks, we have to take care of this curvature. Page 15. This is the photograph of the side structure of the tank viewed from above. You can see the joint for side of a tank on the right. We need to have the technology for decontamination of these joints and side of a tank on site. Page 16. Page 16 shows the concentration of radioactive nuclide in the tank. This is the concentration of radioactive nuclides in the tank. And as you can see, The white circle are abundant in number, and the radioactivity is 10 millisievert per hour or less. Of course, in some areas, the radioactivity is slightly higher than that, but most of the sites have the concentration of radioactive nuclides of 10 millisievert per hour or less. Page 17. This is the main target of decontamination inside the tank. This is the view from the bottom, and you can see three directions. And you can have an image of where you have to work and where to decontaminate. Page 18 shows arrangement of tanks in the power plant site. As explained in the total view, each individual circle represents a tank, and there are roads running around and across the tanks, and you can see how densely arranged the tanks are. Page 19. This slide shows information related to the demonstration project for unmanned boring technologies. This is the boring core photographs taken before within Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant. Of course, the boring contents may differ depending upon the purpose of boring survey. In order to conduct a geological survey, we need to have the similar quality of boring core. And we have to be able to identify the details of geographical structure at the sites. This is for your information when you plan the project for unmanned boring technologies. Page 20 shows the boring procedure. And this is an example of the boring procedure conducted at the site. From the left to the right, you can see the timeline. At Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant site, we have backfilling soil, which is a permeable layer coming first, followed by the perlite layer shown in the light green. Then below that, we have alteration layer shown in the dark green. So there are three major layers of ground found in the site. So in conducting boring activities, we have to avoid that contamination of the uppermost layer should not be transferred to the lower layers. So we have to make a phased boring to avoid the further contamination. And we would have certain timelines, and we have to have 12 to 18 man hours per day, and the dose rate after the treatment should be reduced to certain levels, and we have to use unmanned boring technology to reduce exposure to the workers there, and we have to show you have to show how much you can shorten the work hours at the site. So this information is again for your reference in planning the project. And that's all for the four area of activities and in projects.